people are swept into destiny, while others are thrust into its whirlwind. Coming up next, right here on The Right Stuff.
You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to the show. You are at the right place at the right time with the Queen of Tuesday Nights, Parker J. So glad you're here with me for another episode of The Right Stuff. Yes! And in Detroit, we are finally getting some spring weather with the rain and all, but hopefully that nasty snow is gone. I know some of you got it, but we didn't get it here. And I want to tell you, you guys, keep the snow. We're done with it. You can keep it. We'll take spring and its rain any day. I hope you are getting ready to enjoy a fantastic show. We have returning guest co-host and contributor today, Kathy Brakefield. She is the author of the hot off the press release, Destiny's Whirlwind. For those of you who follow the show, you know we spoke to Kathy not so very long ago with her first book in this series called Swept into Destiny. And this is the second book of the series called Destiny's Whirlwind. I can't wait to dig into it. And we're going to have so much fun talking to Kathy in just a few moments. I want to let you know to make sure that if you want to go to a conference that's going to have everything you need to be a writer, whether you are a seasoned author, a newbie author, or just looking to make connections, you definitely want to go to the second annual Southern Christian Writers Conference. That's from June 21st through the 23rd. And yours truly will be there teaching two workshops at the lovely Biola University campus. It was such a great time last year, and I was invited again, so I'm very, very excited. So I hope you will join me at Biola this year from June 21st through the 23rd. You can still register for the conference by simply Googling Southern California Christian Writers Conference. You can see all the faculty, all the classes, what's going to be happening, the agenda and everything. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter because you get bonus features as well as you get a chance to meet the faculty members, learn more about the classes, what we're going to be doing, and so much fun. So make sure you go to the Southern California Christian Writers Conference, second one this year, June 21st through the 23rd, and I hope to see you there. As always, you can weigh in on our topic by calling in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air. Or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag right stuff with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We will be right back after these brief messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on The Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
If you are an author looking to gain visibility for your books, then AuthorShout.com is the place to go. We have a wide variety of affordable products and services to include a member zone that will help you get the word out about your books. Our team here at AuthorShout.com specializes in creating stunning digital products to include book banners, teaser videos, book trailers, book covers, and a whole lot more. So what are you waiting for? Stop by AuthorShout.com today and let our team connect you with a world of new readers.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on Rightstream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, is your book club in need of some fresh and exciting questions to ask? club members and authors at your next book club meeting. Literizations, the book conversation game, is 70 thought-provoking questions to really get into an in-depth discussion about the books you and your club members are reading. These questions really get into the characters, the storyline, and into the author's head. These questions may just give you and your book club members a whole new way to get into a new conversation, a literization. Literizations is also a great set of tools for bloggers, interviewers, and authors to use a discussion question. Are you ready to get lit? Please visit our website at litversations.com, LITVERSATION.com. And please like our Facebook page at Simply Said Reading Accessories. Thank you.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests right here on The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Once again, you are with your girl, the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and my wonderful guest co-host and contributor, Kathy Brakefield. I'm so excited to be talking to her again. For those of you who follow, you know we talked to Kathy not so very long ago with her first book, Swept Into Destiny, which is available on Amazon.com. But now the second book in the series is called Destiny's Whirlwind, which is also available hot off the press. And I definitely want to thank Kathy's publisher, Cross River Media Group, for allowing me to showcase her on the show today. I love working with publishers and indie authors alike. So for those small presses out there, you want to have your authors on the show, connect with your girl. I'll be glad to have you. And what's really cool, and I've told you guys before, I am always interested in how your career is going. Kathy's career is going just well, and I love to be here every single book she has to promote to our listeners, let you know that your authors that you love to read are still producing product. They're still producing the books you love to read. And that's what's so unique about this show is that I am not interested in short-term relationships. I am interested in long-term fulfilling relationships. For those out there listening in, if you're a Christian author and you want to be on the show, just let me know. And without further ado, I want to introduce my wonderful, fabulous, oh-so-sweet guest co-host and contributor today, Kathy Brakefield. Kathy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for that lovely introductory. And I am so blessed to be on your show again. I just really am. I'm just so happy to be with you. You're so enthusiastic and inspiring to me as well, Parker, I'll tell you.
I am just so excited that to have you back. I love doing this. You know, I like to show, like I was saying just now, I like to let our listeners know, these authors know, I'm not interested in a one-time thing. I'm interested in watching your career grow. I'm interested in helping you. And so this is the type of thing I like to do. So I'm really glad we connected again, especially for the second book in your series. And so that's what I'm really excited about. So we're going to be talking about that to our listeners. But we do have new listeners, Kathy, and not everyone knows who you are. So go ahead and tell us who you are in your own words.
Okay, well, I've been married for about 40 years to a great husband. I like to swim. I like to ride my Arabian horses, and I travel the byroads through America a lot. And I have two handsome grandsons and two beautiful granddaughters. One of my granddaughters are the youngest. My grandsons are already in teenager, you know, but my granddaughters are 3 years and 4 months old. So they keep me busy, to tell you the truth, babysitting them.
Oh, that's lovely. Your granddaughter's 4 months old?
Yeah, one is 4 months old. She's adorable. Yes, and the other's 3 years old. So it's just
I love babies.
Oh, I know, she's just adorable. It just keeps you going. But you know, I know why we have our children younger in age, not older. You need a lot of energy to follow them around, I'll tell you.
There's definitely a young people thing. Definitely.
It sure is.
I love spoiling
them to death. You know how that goes, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful. Congratulations on your newest addition to the family. I love babies. I'm one of the few people who have no problem with looking at other people's kids. to pictures of the babies. I have no problem. Some people are like, I don't want to see all that. Me, I love babies. I love babies. Love them to death. Love them. And so I'm glad that you are able to come back and just and people introduce your them, you know, introduce yourself to our new listeners. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited about that. And so what's been going on since the last time we had you on the show?
Well, I've got another short story coming out by Reveal. That'll be out in the fall. And my, basically, it's this new book that came out. It's just fantastic. I'm very excited about Destiny's Whirlwind and promoting it and getting out for everybody to read and enjoy. I tell you, this book, I was on my knees a lot more with this book than with my other books. So Swept Into Destiny, I prayed a lot. But Destiny's Whirlwind, it was more of a searching thing. I wanted my characters to be, you know, perfect. You know, I mean, you know, we all want to be, you know, Christian, but just have a small flaws and not have big ones and make all the right decisions, you know. We want our children to be perfect and our husband, too. But I don't know, God wouldn't let me do that, you know. So my characters are very real-life individuals, and they make some many wrong choices in their lives. I have to tell you right up front. But take courage. We serve an awesome God, and he carries my imperfect characters through their mishaps and into a heart-wrenching climax.
You know, it's so interesting. Even our small flaws are pretty big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe, you know. You think, well, you start small and they get bigger. This is what happened with Colleena, too.
I know,
so I think
poor
people
Colleena.
Can relate a lot to this character, which I wanted that to happen. You know, I wanted them to be able to relate it and say, oh, I know where she's going with this. Oh, don't do this, you know. I mean, it's relatable. And the way she gets out of her mishaps will help, I think, my readers get out of theirs, you know. And it's a very fun book. I mean, it's kind of laughable at some things that she does, you know, and then you're crying with her, too, at the same time.
Well, that's the whole point, because in real life, we laugh and we cry. In real life, we laugh and we cry, and sometimes we throw temper tantrums and fits, and sometimes we're dealt with the biggest blows to our life, as Colleena has dealt with, and sometimes we're given the biggest surprises of blessings in our life. And so it kind of reflects that. That's why I like the title of Destiny's Whirlwind, because unlike Swept Into Destiny, where you kind of things kind of happen to you and you're learning to respond to them, but Destiny's Whirlwind, you're kind of thrust into things. That's what happens to Colleena. She's thrust into a lot of things because she has taken on such a huge responsibility. And we're not going to give too much away, because I definitely want to make sure you get a copy of this book, which is available on Amazon.com. And right now, for those of you listening in, it's 99 cents. You get the ebook for 99 cents. So go ahead, get it while it's on sale for 99 cents. And again, it's from Cross River Media. Again, Cross River, thanks so much for letting me have Kathy back on the show. One thing I want to ask you, though, is that I love her name, Colleena. I love her name, Colleena. And one thing about the name is that it brings a certain kind of strength of character to mind, but a certain vulnerability. And when it comes to creating character names, and this is something I was going to ask you, I forgot to put it, it to you. When it comes to creating a character's name, what do you do to kind of get into that vibe? Or do you use real people that you know? Or are you trying to say, you know what, I think this is a perfect name for this character? How do you get that? Because I love her name. It has a very just a lilt to it that just inescapable. So tell me how you got that name.
Well, it was strange that you asked that question. I wanted something different. I mean, there's a lot of Koras out there, and there was a lot of, you know, other names like that. Cora was very popular back in those days, but I wanted her to be uniquely different because that's the way her father looked at her. Her father, in fact, in the chapter bonus, I mentioned that very same thing. And you can go on Cross River, and you can ask for the chapter bonus. I've got a link there that I'll tell you about later on during the show. But it just kind of explains to them. In fact, one of the persons said that was the midwife, you know, when he mentioned he's going to name her Colleena May, she says, Colleena? I never heard of Colleen. I've heard of Colleen and Cora, but that name is different sounding. And then Ben replied and said, different she will be, you know. Different indeed. That's for certain with a name like that. Naomi chuckled. I'll be leaving you two guys together, you know, but it's true. So I wanted her to stand out immediately in the book because her everything that she goes through is uniquely different for a girl at that time, you know.
Yeah.
Though the,
yeah.
It, yeah, at the time the Gibson era was very strong. People, there was independent women, you know, they were kind of, you know, riding bikes and doing more athletic things than before, they were inside the house all the time. But Helena didn't do that. She was busy, you know, helping her dad doing the work that her father should be doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the reason I had her, I wanted her to stand out a little bit more, and I made her I really did a lot of searching to find that name that I wanted for her.
And that's the good part, because our characters really become our children. I know they're not really children. We can't hold them, but they really become really important. And when I saw the name, I was like, that is such a unique name, and I just loved it. And so I just can't wait to keep delving into the story behind Helena McConnell and what she's going through as she's thrust into Destiny, into Destiny's whirlwind, available on Amazon.com. Now, the next question is this, you know, how has your writing changed from Swept into Destiny, which is the first book of the series, to Destiny's Whirlwind? And you kind of gave a hint of it when you say, you know, this book had me more on my knees than the first one, where you were praying a lot with Swept into Destiny, but this one got you on your knees because you wanted your characters to be a certain way, and the Lord just wouldn't let you.
No, he would not. And I really wanted that. You know, I mean, I wanted just, well, Swept into Destiny wasn't an easy book to write either, you know, but... Maggie wasn't as rebellious as Helena turned out to be. And in the story I mentioned, because Maggie even mentions that because of both their stubborn, her and Ben's stubborn nature, and you read Swept into Destiny, you find out how stubborn they were. They sired a lot of stubborn children, you know. They had their own idea of what to do and how to do it, you know. And that's what happens here. And then I have to say, the more I prayed about it, because, you know, it was inspired by my grandmother's, you know, stories that she told me, I felt like it's almost like the family problems of our society today, Helena and Ruby experienced back then. You know what I'm saying? And I thought, and the Lord gave me two scripture passages, Matthew 17:20, if ye have a faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing will be impossible for you. And then he gave me Luke 8:5-18 about the sower. And I won't tell you what part it goes in the story, but anyways, and some seed fall on rocky, some on thorns, and some on good ground. And, you know, I thought, what do these two verses have in common, Lord? Because they're both pertaining to seeds, right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
However, it just made me realize that one tells us that nothing is impossible if we keep on our faith in God. And the other tells us that God, what God expects from us in order to obtain his promise and to bring his, our, you know, our, his fruit to maturity, to, you know, so we can have that come to total fruition. You know what I'm saying? And I thought that was strange, but this is what my characters face. And you know what? I'm not going to tell you how it happens.
No, because we really want you to pick up the book. And I started the book, and like I told Kathy, I didn't get a chance to finish it. I'm like halfway through it, and it's okay, wonderful. I'm going to read an excerpt from it in just a few moments so you can just get a taste of Kathy's wonderful wordsmith skills. But, you know, one thing about the book is that it kind of carries you along with Helena. As these things are happening to Helena, you're being swept away just as well, you know. Well, I should be thrust into the whirlwind as well, because you've got all these things happening to her back to back to back, and then how she handles all that information. And sometimes, I guess that happens to us in real life, Kathy. Something unexpected happens.
Yeah.
And then you can't, it's changed. Life has changed now. You know, life has changed.
Yeah.
You can't go back to what it used to be. Do you think as Christians, we sometimes have a problem with adapting to major changes that happen in our life, changes that are not necessarily for the better either? Like, we were all loved to have just $1 million show up on our door. We would all love it, you know, but that's not the kind of change you're looking for and we're talking about. We're talking about when you lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about when a loved one that you care about passes away. We're talking about finding out something that you didn't know about someone that you trusted. You know, those are the type of changes that come along. How do you, through Helena, encourage the Christian to learn how to deal with major changes in their life?
Well, I want them to experience it themselves. I mean, I did a lot of research on this book, and I thought, I'm not going to tell them what to think, but I will show them through the character Helena what she ended up having to do. You know, she might make some wrong choices and go down some wrong roads, but yet, all through her, with the faith that she had in the Lord, God got her back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's a good thing for people to realize. I mean, I'll tell you one of the things I think that changed and motivated me to go stronger into a character. And I mean, I love a good, happy romance. You know, I just love
yeah.
it. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not told by the Lord to write all, you know, happy ever after. I mean, all this, you know, you have a little bit of a little flaw and that's all you have in your character. And then everything goes happy all the time. Mine is more like meat. You know what I'm saying? You get a
yeah.
lot out of these stories. You can read them again and get more
mm-hmm.
out of the story. You know, and that's just the way it is with the way I write. And I just felt like God wanted me to show people, you know, it's not going to be easy. We're going to make wrong turns, but we can get on the right path. One of my friends, their son killed himself, had committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, Lord, why, you know? And
mm-hmm.
I thought, I just want to reach to people and say, never give up. Never.
Yes.
God's
yes.
got a way to get you out of your trouble. You don't have to worry about it. He'll be there when you least. He's got more tricks in his little bag than you can imagine. You know,
mm-hmm.
he is the author of romance as he is of love. He loves a
Amen.
Good romance. Where do you see what happens in this story and the next? Whoa, it'll knock your head off, you know, I'll tell you. But God loves it. He can.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep praying. You just keep trusting. You keep believing. Keep trying to make sure your seed gets good ground. I mean, you read the word of God. You'll be surprised what he can do. Never give up. That's what I'm saying. Never, never give up and just enjoy the story. You know, really just take it and say, ah, that could be me. Yeah, I've done this before. But never realize he can get you through it. Never, never give up. You know, you can fall down, but you got to get back up again. That's the truth of it. That's the American way. That's
We're
for
talking
sure.
too. We're talking
right.
to Kathy Brakefield, and she is the author of Destiny's Whirlwind. As you can tell, she is just so pumped up and excited to share this story with you. So what I want you to do is make sure you go ahead and get a copy of Destiny's Whirlwind today. It is 99 cents on sale, so make sure you go ahead and get a copy. And if you didn't read the first one, make sure you pick that one up too. The first one is called Swept into Destiny. They're both available on Amazon.com. or wherever books are sold. So make sure you go ahead and get a copy today. Actually, Swept into Destiny is on sale as well. So make sure you get a copy of both of them. So you can get two books for just $2.99 a piece. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. When we come back, more with Kathy Brakefield, Destiny's Whirlwind, and your questions and comments. So call in 646-668-8485 and then press that 1. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Again, so very, very glad you are here with me. We are talking to Kathy Brakefield. She is the author of the new hot off the press book, Destiny's Whirlwind. And if you want to get a copy of it, you know you can get a copy of it today while it's on sale for 99 cents. And you can also get the first book of the series called Swept into Destiny, also available for 99 cents. So you get two books for 99 cents a piece. Doesn't that sound good? So make sure you stuff your Kindle with Destiny's Whirlwind and Swept into Destiny. And we're having a fun time talking to Kathy. You can tell she's just full of excitement and vigor and them, as they say, because we're talking about the Lord, and we're talking about how we're using fiction to tell us never to give up, never to give up, and never to give up, no matter what happens to you. And Kathy, once again, thank you for being with me on the show as we continue to go into your story, Destiny's Whirlwind. And so one of the questions, one of the themes that come through in the story is this idea of patriotism, okay? Mm-hmm. And right now, it seems among millennials and SJWs, which are social media, what you call them, social justice warriors, they're thinking that patriotism is an ugly word. They consider that being patriotic because we look at all the bad things that happen within our history, and therefore we all are the summation of bad things that happen in our history. And so when it comes to patriotism, what should we be mindful of when we're talking about it, or when we're thinking about it, or even conversating about it?
Well, you know, I tell you, patriotism is something that we have to remember that a lot of it, the past does shape our future, and I think that's what part of the Destiny story portrays. You know, each generation peppers their wisdom upon the next generation, you know, and then if we didn't have the patriotism that kept our America going, we wouldn't have America right now, you know, and there's a reason why we kept on living through the different generations, because we had the followers in Jesus Christ that upheld the statues of what the word meant, what scripture meant to them. Mm-hmm. I know one thing that even President Roosevelt said before he became president was one of his sayings was, and it caused me to pause. You know, you would think, you know, I put this in my novel, knowing what's right doesn't mean much unless you do what's right. Mm-hmm. And that includes patriotism too. You know, if we're challenged, if we have to protect our families, that's what it all comes to. You know, and you say that's easy. It sounds easy, but it's not always easy. It's not easy to lay down your life, you know, for a friend at times when you have to do it. And it's not always easy just to tell the truth sometimes when you don't want people to know the truth, you know. And we have to understand that. And something else Roosevelt said, too, is nothing in this world is worth having or worth doing unless it means effort, pain, or difficulty.
I had a fascinating conversation today with a gentleman who was a Vietnam vet, and I was at work, I was working today, and he was a Vietnam vet, and he mentioned, he said, back then when I came home, he said the World War II vets were all praised, and they were called great heroes, and the Vietnam vets were dogged, and he said, we went through a lot over there, he said, but, you know, he was okay. He had got hit by a lot of things that went on over there. But he said, I did it for my country. And I told him, I said, thank you. I said, I know I'm far removed from it. I said, but thank you so much for what you did. He said, I did it for my country, and I came out okay. A lot of guys did not come out that way. A lot of guys had issues. He said, I was one of the fortunate ones. And I think about that because so often we're so much harping on bad, bad, bad. We forget that there are people who die for this country. There are people who truly believe in our way of life and try to uphold that. Now, mind you, and you may agree with me, Kathy, I think you would. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to say Christianity is nationalism. We're not trying to say that. You know what I mean? But what we are saying is that because of our Christian faith, we have this adherence to patriotism, you know what I mean? You don't have to, you know, we shouldn't be burning the flag or defecating on the flag as some people are doing, you know what I mean? Because what are we trying to show the world that we don't even care about our own selves, you know? And I know that the history of America is murky at best. I get it. I'm be the first one to tell you that. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of good things that we have done. We keep focusing on the bad. We forget that there's a lot of good things are done. But, and you can expand on this some more, Kathy,
Would you only mm-hmm. want to be known for the bad things you've done, or would you want someone to acknowledge the good things that you've done?
I think the bad things shape our character as well as good things do. I think we're part of both. I think
Amen.
The reason God gave us the way we are, and God gave us his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins, is because he knew we couldn't do it without him. And the great thing about being a Christian American is that you know your life never ends. You don't have to worry about it. You know that you're going to a better place. You know, and I'm just redoing I just did the second book. I did the third book, and that's into my editor. Now I'm doing the fourth book, and I came across some things that was in my father's pamphlet, what he kept through the war, and a lot of them were prayers to Jesus. If I should die, don't worry about it. I know that I'll be going to a better place. Thank you, Jesus, for letting me serve you, even to death. I mean, really, that was then. That was in the 1940s. I'm talking about 1898. That message has not changed. It has not changed. In over 100 years, it's still the same. Same with Ben. Ben was the immigrant, and he had the Celtic Cross. And he said, I don't care if I have to die for this country. I want to prove myself. And the Celtic Cross went up in Gettysburg because of that. See, that the faith of Christians, that is what has been embodying America throughout this world, throughout the years. There's no more patriotism. You can call it that. You can call it Christian heritage. Whatever it is, without it, we are nothing. Let's face it. One out of one people die. That's it. You're not. Yeah. No one's going to escape death. You know.
No.
So I mean, you might as well realize that. You know. How are you going to die? What are you going to believe in? Nothing. You know. I mean, if Christians are right, then this person that's an atheist had a lot to lose. Let's put it that way. And I don't care. This life on earth is hell enough. It's all I care to experience. I want to go to heaven.
Amen.
That's
why
I look at it.
And we're just talking about American patriotism, but I'm sure patriotism elsewhere, you know, just in case someone's listening.
Everywhere. That's right.
And
I think that's definitely. And I want my readers to realize this. You know, I hope my readers, if anything they get from my novel, is the truth about the people who lived in the past and help form this nation into what it has become. You know, our American leaders throughout history showed Americans their courage and wisdom throughout it. You know, they never, and all those people that were willing to take up and protect America for us and not wait for the enemy to come here to our border. They went over there to fight them so we wouldn't, our kids and our children could be safe in their beds. I mean, that's something to say about a person, you know, willing to take the extra step over there to protect what they believe, what they love, you know, and take care of, you know. But, you know, I'll tell you this much. We have a great nation. You want to know why we have a greatest nation on this earth? What I think it is? I think it's we serve a great God. That's what I believe. One nation under God, invincible. That's what I believe in it. And because we serve a great God, you know, my readers will see, too, that though we are undeserving of it, you know, the Lord and our Savior bestowed upon an imperfect people like they did in McConnell's in the Destiny series. We're all imperfect survivors, each one and every one of us, you know, sinners. But we're willing to repent. Life may knock them down, but they never quit and they get back up again. You know, my readers, you and I, all of us, we have an all-star destination. And that's the truth.
Amen.
We do. We have a destination. And we can even see it through our characters, but with my characters in my books. There are deals, there are tries, and there are highs and lows. You know, we can hear our Lord saying, well done, good and faithful servant. Just, you know, don't, you know, that's the truth of it. You know, I mean, in patriotism, that's the ultimate sacrifice we made. And Jesus tells us, no greater love than any man that laid down his life for his friend. You are my friend if you do as I say. Love one another as I have loved you. You know, that's immeasurable. You know, it's just so important. And I think that's why I always put in something in the books. That's what happens in our lives. We've had the Civil War. We've had the Spanish-American War. There'll be World War I in my next book, and the Great Depression, and then World War II. I mean, we've had problems, but God has always helped us out of them, I feel. Always has given us, you know, a reason to live and a reason to conquer, you know, and we can't help but conquer either. You know, we have our total destination coming, no matter what happens in our lives, which is important to know, not to ever give up on that.
And that's important. And that's important because even though we may be swept into destiny or be thrust into destiny's whirlwind, guess what? We are not alone. And that's one thing that Colleen experiences as she is thrust into destiny. And what I want to do before we get into the gist of the story, I want to read an excerpt from Destiny's Whirlwind, which is available from Cross River Media. And it's on sale today for 99 cents, as well as the first book in the series, Swept into Destiny. So I'm going to read a small section from Destiny's Whirlwind. It'll not last. Hard times never do. Hardened people, nursed on God's word, endure. Colleena, above all, ye must take up the armor, the shield of faith, to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Father, you're going to Lixus. My journey's done. I'll be present with the Lord soon. His lips struggled to form the words. He coughed. But yours is yet to be. Your mother, she'll have a lot to do with tending to your younger brothers and sisters. He forced his eyes to stay open, breathing deeply. You can manage, Colleena, without me. You turn in just 16 worried me, but then you were born old. Like my dear departed father fulfilled his vision and not be the product. I knew when I first laid eyes on your wee face, you'd be my Joan of Arc, my Esther of Shushan. She swallowed. Painful tears blurred her vision. She blinked, willing them to retreat. They fell, unheeding her wishes. His forefinger touched one tear as it lay on her chin, then stroked one long dark curl. I'm sorry, lassie. I'm putting a lot on such thin shoulders. Her paw gasped for air, his mouth making a hissing noise. He coughed. Mother brought him to a sitting position. We've come through worse. Promise me, never forget Shushan. You understand, daughter? Oversee the fields and the breathing and not allow the legacy of Shushan to end. His eyes closed. Was Pa dead? His eyelids quivered like a window shade blown by a breeze. His dark eyes penetrated hers, seen into her soul. Our Lord will walk with ye, directing ye. And that is an excerpt from Destiny's Whirlwind, which is part of the Destiny series. The first book is called Swept into Destiny, and this book is Destiny Whirlwind. Again, available for 99 cents on Amazon.com. You know what? Let's talk about Destiny's Whirlwind. Go ahead and give us a little bit of the premise behind this wonderful series.
Well, it came across with my grandmother's stories. You know, this, of course, this is all inspired, but a lot of things that she told me, I'm thinking even about the end of this whole four books, you know, having a true and false question out there, telling you what is true and what is false.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all inspired, you know. But it's, with Destiny Whirlwind, you know, Colleena, you know, was thrust into from adolescence into adulthood, you know, and she has to promise her dying father that she has to manage the estate. All her brothers were younger than her, so she was the next one, and she always followed her father along the field, so that seemed the only alternative, what the decision had to have been, you know. But then we meet Franklin Long, the dashing Rough Rider, who's on his way, you know, to Cuba, and he wants to help them until he has to leave, and he knows a lot about farming and everything, so that's what happens. And then she falls in love with him, and she doesn't even know how he feels about her. But she doesn't even know if he'll be able to return from Cuba, if he'll live or he'll die, what will happen. But then again, because of Ben's death was so sudden, they had the problem with the will, you know, and then a lawyer that never liked Ben decided this would be his perfect time to take advantage of them, and so that's what happens. And then, again, from the Book of Esther, where Shushan's from, we have Esther 8:6, how can I endure to see the evil that will come to my people?
Hmm.
So we're left with the question, is she going to survive? Well, and she has a large family, you know, of 8 kids. So it's like, oh, gosh, you know, no small little problem here, you know. But as I said, you know, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, and this is what she holds on to. But all through it, though, I mean, it's a managing of give and take. You know, Satan can throw some things out to us, but God's got a plan. You know, it's almost like his angels are there to protect us all through the events, too. So you'll see what's going to happen with the event and what happens with her. I think she had a lot of humorous spots in the book, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm not quite done with it yet, but I'm excited to finish.
She was kind of a character, but... And she manages to I mean, has to get through the ordeal when it comes. And it's amazing to me how the family can survive, you know, how the family survived through it all, and yet how it grew, you know, spiritually as well, you know, through the whole, through everything that happened to them. They never, as I said, they always, things always came back again, and they were always managed to make, you know, make a new start with everything that happened with their lives. But they had a lot of fun too. They had a lot of balls and a lot of things that they, that we don't have, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They
and
have a lot
the,
of mm-hmm. interrelation with their relatives, you know, like Aunt Louise, she had a nice mansion and everything else, and they were still willing, you know, they were still in the society group as well as trying to struggle living out of the land that after their father died too. Which brought people together more, and you know, and they orchestrated, and then through all their ordeals and trials and highs and lows, you know, that, you know, the Lord just keeps on helping them all the way through it.
And we're talking to Kathy Brakefield. She is the author of Destiny's Whirlwind, which is available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. They're on sale right now for 99 cents on your Kindle, so go ahead and stuff your Kindle with the Destiny series. The first book, Swept into Destiny, is 99 cents as well, so make sure you get both of them. So two books, 99 cents each. You can't beat a deal like that. We're going to go ahead and take another quick break. When we come back, we'll get to the final segment of our show, talking to Kathy Brakefield. If you want to call in and weigh in, you know you can. Call in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back after these brief messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests right here on The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, on WPJC 104.5. I'm having a phenomenal time with my guest co-host and contributor today, Kathy Brakefield. She is the author of the book Destiny's Whirlwind, which is available on Amazon.com. You can go ahead and get this book on sale today for 99 cents. And while you're at it, pick up the first book of the series called Swept into Destiny. They're both offerings by Cross River Media Group. And again, Cross River, thank you for allowing me to have Kathy on the show. It's always good to showcase your authors. And thank you, Cross River, for the wonderful, wonderful relationship that we have with you here at PJC Media. One thing about Destiny's Whirlwind is that you're going to be caught up in the whirlwind that Kalina is caught up in as she deals with learning to move forward when something major happens in your life, dealing with adversities and making the wrong decisions, because we're not perfect people, we're going to mess up all the time. And that's one thing that comes through in the book, Destiny's Whirlwind, which is the sequel to Swept into Destiny. Now, I want to read a review that we got from a review online, a 5-star review. And the second book in the Destiny series surprised me in several ways. I expected to learn more about Ben and Maggie McConnell after they wed. The setting of Destiny's Whirlwind is 20 years plus years after Swept into Destiny during the time of the Spanish-American War. And our heroine, Colleen McConnell, is a cross between Scarlett O'Hara and Anne Shirley. She is both strong-willed and determined, yet caring and kind with a bit of quirkiness mixed in. Her steadfast determination to continue to make the family farm a success after her father's death powers her choices. And her, I can do anything a man can do attitude, enslaves her. Colleen has two love interests, Franklin and Austin. These two are also imperfect people, and their self-doubt cheats them out of the best parts of love. Colleen's faults make this story so engaging. And that is from a 5-star review of Destiny's Whirlwind. So make sure you pick up a copy of that today. And Kathy, don't you love it when you get such great reviews from people who read your story, because it lets you know that what you set out to do, you did. You know what I mean? And so that's what's really exciting about getting those real positive reviews. Now, as I was reading Destiny's Whirlwind, I noted that Kathy mentioned this before, had dedicated it to her grandmother. And I was thinking as I was reading the story that I have to thank my granny as well, because my granny taught me how to read and to write. And so what I did when I write speculative fiction, I write it under the name Parker Payne, because my grandmother's name, last name is Payne. And I told Granny, I said, Granny, I'm writing under Payne. And all she said was, oh, my dear. That's all she said, you know. But she taught me how to read and to write. So we got to give it to the grannies. We got to give it to them because they pour into us, you know, because they made all the mistakes as moms. So as grannies now, they know how to do it better, I guess. Who knows?
I know.
I don't know. I had a fascinating conversation with my mother-in-law on Sunday. They took me out for my birthday. And I said, you know, Mom, I was under the impression that being a mom made you wiser. And she said, no, it's not that. It's when you're a grandmother, because you look, and as you're raising children, you're adapting to their changes as they're being, as they're growing. She said, but then you're a grandmother, and you said, oh, that didn't work the last time I did it. So now I can do it this way with your grandchildren. And so that's my my mother-in-law made that comment. And so I want to talk about your granny real quick, because this whole thing about passing on things is so important to us as writers and just as families in general. Tell us a little bit about your grandma.
Well, you know, it is so funny the way the Lord works. You know, you think that you've got, you can plan your life. I remember I was pregnant with my first child, and I was looking forward to finally stop working, you know, because I had worked since I was 18. So I thought, okay, this is fine, I can rest. You know, I'll be enjoying my little daughter, and everything will happen so wonderful. And I looked at Decision Magazine, because I was a real – I watched Billy Graham all the time on television. I never missed an episode or anything that we came on the TV. In fact, I felt like I was born again in front of – you know, with him, accepting Jesus Christ. Though I was a churchgoer all the time, but I never asked the Lord into my heart like that. So I did, and I felt total – I did feel changed. So anyways, I applied at Decision Magazine. So they had this contest going on, and I could go to their decision school for Christian writers, and that was, at the time, was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I thought, okay, I'll do it. I wrote a poem, and that's in the back of this book, by the way. Anyways, I won, and I was about pretty pregnant. Let's just put it that way. So then I came home, and 4 months later, I had my little daughter. Well, she was 2 months old when my grandmother needed a place to stay. And I thought, well, I can't, you know, I didn't want to, you know, I thought I can do this because I've got to be home anyways, right? So that's what I did. I became, you know, I had my grandmother come live with us, but she had severe rheumatoid arthritis by that time, you know. So my writing really did take a detour into the inner recessions of my file cabinet, you know, with baby bottles, diapers, and then special care for Gran, and doctor visits more for her than for my baby, more or less, because she stayed with us for 12 years, and at that time she had a stroke and shingles and many other complications, and then she finally died in my house, you know. So, and but little did I know at that time that I was now enrolled in God's School of Christian Learning. Because of those 12 years Grand lived with my family, the inspiration of this Destiny saga involved. The idea of writing a faith-based epic historical romance really did form. And I wouldn't have got that if I hadn't opened my door to her and just waited. You see how the Lord works?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing to me when you think it's done and it's over. It's never done and over for the Lord. He's always got some other plan. You know, it never changes. So that's what I'm saying. You know, you never know what the Lord has got up his sleeve.
It's true.
I didn't want to tell you too much about the story because I want people to be, you know, enthused. So I just say, usually when I read it, I must say, so far I've got people that are already bought in books, you know, mm-hmm. and some have bought mm-hmm. more than one, you know.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. I had one person buy the book, and she said her son was reading Swept Into Destiny, you know, for his history and literature class. And she asked me if my publisher would consider making two different covers, though, because her teenager didn't want to take it with him to class. He didn't want to carry around a book that had a girl on the front cover. I thought
my
that
friend.
Was so cute.
I can't take this with me. What are you doing?
I know. I'm going to cover this up, darn it. But that's good, you know. So mm-hmm. I was so happy to hear that their younger kids are reading it, too, and they're getting a lot of enjoyment out of it. I even have my Amish friend who always picks up every one of my books and really mm-hmm. enjoys learning about the history. So I thought that was good, too. So it's just amazing how the Lord moves in your lives. It really
yeah.
is. Yeah,
I think about yeah. that with my granny. I pick her up every other weekend. I have her with me every other weekend. And I remember now she's moving slower and she's having a hard time moving because, you know, she's 87, okay, 88.
Yeah.
And she's moving
yeah.
slower. And she goes, "My dear, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." I said, "Granny, you ran after us many years. It's my turn, you know."
Yeah.
And it's okay. I said, "I'd rather you be, you know," sometimes I do stare at her, though, because she walks so slow. I do kind of stare
at her.
I know.
I know my grandmother died at 92. Yeah, that's true. I know, but isn't it exciting? And now that I'm a granny, I thought to myself, this is not easy stuff.
And my grandma,
keeping these little kids around, you know, I'm still pretty spry too, but I thought, wow. I wonder how hard I was on her, you know, when I was younger, come to think about
oh,
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tell you,
I mean,
it's
my
rough.
Grandmother.
It really is.
My grandmother was the first one who bought one of my books. She was the very first one who bought it. And I'll never forget it. It was my very first book. I mean, my very first one from back in
uh-huh.
2011. And it was I look, read it now. I was like, oh gosh, you know, but she was the first one who bought it. And I remember looking at her. I said, "Ma, you don't have to buy it." She said, "My
yeah.
dear." But she had that other look, that other "my dear" look on her face, right? Like,
yeah,
take
yeah.
the money, you know. And she gave me the money, and she took the book. And I said, "I just made money off my book, you know. And this is my granny." And she said, "No, you take cash. You take cash, my dear, you know." And I said, "What a con." And she was the first one who bought it. Not that my parents didn't buy anything, but she was the first one who bought it. And I remember looking at her, it just changed your whole life. You know, that's how impactful
uh-huh.
grannies can be. One person, that's why I believe in the power of one person, you know. That's how impactful one person can be. You know, just one person to be, do a kind thing, say a nice word, something, just one person. And you can kind of, you know, mitigate someone's life just by being
that's
kind
right.
to people.
That's right.
Surprised with how one kind act will do.
I know. That's why I always put in the sinner's prayer in every one of my books. I figure,
mm-hmm.
Lord, if I can just bring one person to you, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've done enough. And that's the way I feel
Amen.
Like, because, you know, God's got everything for us in heaven. All we can do is bring people to the Lord. And I'm just praying through writing the truth. You know, in fact, in the acknowledgments in the front of the book, I also put an excerpt in here about I pray to my grandsons, may you come closer to knowing your roots and this great nation you may need to serve someday. To my granddaughters, thank you for your patience during the trials and hour crunch of my final rewrites. May you acquire wisdom and discernment in picking the right husband someday by reading this book. You know, and that's the truth. You know, I mean, hopefully they pick up, you know, enough information to make them think, you know, enough Bible verses to make them know the Bible is real and it needs to be read. And that's all we can do, you know. I mean, God says, you know, the words we speak are very important.
Amen. Amen. That's very true. And that's why I'm so glad that you are using the word Smith skill that God gave you to tell history, tell the story, and to encourage others. And we are at the 5-minute mark of our show, Kathy. I have had such a good time talking with you again. It's always fun to have you on the show. So what I want to do is give people an opportunity to connect with you online. So go ahead and give us your social media outlets.
Okay. I have a you can go get me at KatherineAlrichBrakeful.com because there's an email right there, too, you can reach me at. And it just says Catherine with my first name, CatherineUlrichBrakeful.com. And then you can also download that free bonus chapter I was telling you about from my publisher at Crossriver Media. Just download free bonus chapter from my publisher, Crossriver Media. You can go there. Also, I have an author Facebook, www.facebook.com/, again, Catherine Ulrich Brakefield. And then I have my Twitter, www.cubrakefield.com. So I have a lot of places you can reach me at.
That's the key nowadays. Everyone wants to connect via social media. And I tell people, some people ask me, which social media should I get? I said, get two. You know, because
yeah,
you'll be all over the place, you know, trying to keep up with who, you know.
I have one with Kathy Brakefield, too. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I know my books are in Barnes & Noble and just about everywhere, in Books A Million, you know, everywhere else there, too. I tell you the truth, you can't. If you don't like the book, I'll return your money. I tell people that all the time, and I say to them, but if you pass this book on to read it,
there's nothing wrong with that.
You get to owe me some money, right? No. My husband said, no.
Hey, don't do that.
But really, I have a lot of good results with my books. People usually pass them on and want other people to read about the history and the knowledge, and especially the heartwarming romance that's in the book, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important part with this,
that's
being
good.
Said with the word.
You know, I want you to, in a few moments we have left, go ahead and encourage those authors out there whom God has given the gift to write to pick up the pen and do so.
Oh, for sure. I mean, as I said before, you never know where the Lord's going to lead you, but you know that whatever God sets you to do, that He's going to give you the wisdom and the strength to do it. So don't be afraid of trying something new. You know, you never know, and with God, all things are possible. Just like the faith of the mustard seed. And as I said before, if you get one person that even, a handful of people that like the book and read and get something out of it with the word of God, you've done enough for the Lord for a lifetime. So don't ever feel like what you do is not important. The most important thing to do is not to do anything. You have to do it. You have to step forward and do the best you can and give God the glory for it.
Kathy, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today. It's been absolutely phenomenal, and I cannot wait to have you back and have you back real soon.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure again to be with you. I'm just so blessed every time I come on your show. You're a great person.
Thank you so much, Kathy. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, and God bless.
And we were talking today to Kathy Brakefield. She is the author of the hot off the press book, Destiny's Whirlwind, which is on sale for 99 cents. So go ahead and get your copy today. You can also get the first part of the series called Swept into Destiny, part of the Destiny series. So make sure you go ahead and get both of these two wonderful books today. One thing she said is that she's using fiction to teach you about the history of our nation, as well as to learn that God will take you through all sorts of adversity. So if you're swept into destiny or thrust into destiny's whirlwind, guess what? You are not alone. Thanks so much for joining me for this edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day. Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Right Stuff. Follow Parker online at parkerjcole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.